אוקיי. עומר מר. Going back to the brisa that we started the perek, nefesh, echad ha-yochid, echad ha-nosi, v'echad ha-moshuach v'mashma. Doesn't matter who it is, me'il is the same thing. She'yochol ma'ay, what was the tzaraf nish? Pshita, nefesh k'ziv. I mean, why would I be mechalek l'gabi me'ilo? So the truth is, yesterday, when I said over the Gemara, I said, Poch, the Havamina was because Lagabe Korm Chatus, there's a difference. I mean, regular person brings a Seira, a Koin Mashiach brings a Par, a Nasi brings a Seira. I would think maybe there's a difference. Levi said, that's not what the Gemara says. We'll see in one second. Gemara says a different Havamina. Mao the same, Om Rachmon of Asheyitain Mimenu Alzar. By Shemin Amishchu of a high love Zarhu do im Shabingavei, where Machloikis increases Davo, Machloikis and Meir Biudo, whether the Easter of putting Shemin Hamishcha will apply to a Kohen Gadol or a Nasi. We hold, like Rabbi Yehuda, that it doesn't, because he's considered, he's not a Zar, he already had Mashiach. So it's a very interesting Havamina. Since by Moshiach and Nasi, there's no Issa there by to use the Shemra Mishka. So it's a type of Me'ilah also. So I would have thought here also, Kamash Malon, no. Kamash Malon, that here by regular Me'ilah, there's no difference. Interesting, Havamina. There's also a type of Me'ilah, using a Dovah Kodesh for whole purposes. So I would have thought maybe here also the Nasi and the Kohen Mashiach are exempt from Me'ilah. Mashmal no nefesh. Everybody's the same. Why, Taka, didn't the Gemara give the simple Havamina that you see the difference like by Kabonis Chata? So the Rashash is. And he says, because we already had a Gemara in Horius from Psukim that those Chalukim are only by Dovash Hizdoina Koreis Vashigos Chata. So we already know that Chilik is limited to that case of Zdoina Koreis. Okay. Now, we'll wrap up. Remember, yesterday basically came out, we had three Makairis for Me'ilah. Just go over. We had Soita, we had Akum, and we had Truma. From Soita, we would have said Nenevaloi Pogam. From Avodah Zorah, we would have said Pogam without Nene. Comes Truma and tells me neither of those two are true. In the Dovah Sheyesh Bo Pogam, you need both Nene Upogam, you need it at the same time, you need it the same thing, all that. But at the end of the day, we do learn from Soita, Nenevaloi Pogam. In the thing where there's no Pogam, Ein Darko Levgoim, Nenevaloi Pogam is Me'ilah. Where'd that come from? That comes from Soita. We also learn from Avodah Zorah, we learn Pogam Veloi Nene. What does it mean Pogam Veloi Nene? The Me'ilah of Itzor Meshus Lashus. That we have nowhere. That has to come from Avodah Zorah. And from Truma, we learn all those middle things, that if it's Yesh Bob Kam, you need both, you need all those things. So at the end of the day, we need all three psukim. That's much just going to wrap that up. The Akshar Achmona L'Soita, Ulavar Yitzchak Chovim L'Truma. A three-way Hekish over here. L'Soita, the Afal Gav D'Loi Pogam, Gabi Hegdish Nami. Just like Soita is Nenevaloi Pogam, like we said yesterday, Rashi learns, he's not poigim her because she's already a ba'ula. Tosis learns she's not poigim him, whatever. It's like hegdish nami nosno tabas biyodo mo'alo. Meaning that's the din that by a dover she'ein darko lifgoim is nenevaloi pogam takamoya. That we take from Soita. Ki akshi rachmono lavoides koichovim da ad is boshinun. Gabi hegdish nami ad the bika bekardoim viyivgoim. Meaning that you need pogam. Now, this is a little bit funny because Tais points out, I mean, this is not the thing you should have said from Avodah Zorah. The punch, the big chiddush in Avodah Zorah is the Me'ilah of Hotzor Meshus Lashus without anything. Tais says that's what the Gemara means. Firstly, he doesn't have those last two words. He's got Ad Izbo Shinui, Gabe Hegdish Nami, Ad Bika Bekardoim. What's in Bika Bekardoim? Bika Bekardoim is the case, it's a case in Bo Metzia where somebody loans somebody else Mashil Kardim Shel Hegdish. So by Me'ilah Hotzor Meshus Lashus, right? That's I give it to you. we have in the next mission. I take something and I give it to you. When does the me'il actually occur? Like Taisa says, somebody has to make a kinyan. Somebody's got to do something that's equivalent to a kinyan. So by mashal kardam, let's say by nosan kardam, I take it, let's say the gizmo will take a kardam of hage and give it to somebody. So when he gives it to him, he makes the kinyan as a matona. That's the hitzom mishus, that's the milah. What's by shiloh? What's when I lend it to you? That's where this gemara is coming from. Hamashal, say gemara b'mtzid tzadik tes. Hamashal kardam l'chaveiro. At what point are you moyel? You have some machloikis over there. Rabami holds as soon as I take it, because Mashiach makes the kinyan for the shayel. Rav Huna holds shayla is not koine to stop chazor until you actually use it. Bika. This gemara is going like Rav Huna. That's what this gemara means. Ad is boshinu, meaning shinu means hatzor meshus l'shus. Gabi hegdish nami, in the case of shayla, ad the bika bekardom, because we hold like Rav Huna, it's till you make the kinyan. Okay. Actually, Rachmana the truma. Now, the truma, we have a lot of things. Ma truma ki yechol prat lemazik. Gabi hegdish nami called the barachila ki mazik lepota. Meaning, basically telling me, pogam without nene, just to be mazik is pota. Now, you have two questions here. I mean, you could have, for the same change, you could have. Truma tells us two things. We learned here. Truma says, pogam v'loy nene is no good, and nene v'loy pogam is no good. You need nene u'pogam. The Gemara seems to be singling out. It's coming to tell me that pogam v'loy nene is pota. It could have say exact same effort said, it's telling me that nene v'loy pogam is pota. So that they point out, yeah, but there you have to be careful, because nene v'loy pogam is only pota in a thing with its pogam. Where there's no pogam, nene v'loy pogam is chayiv. That's what you just said you learned out from Saita. So you didn't want to get involved. The other problem is, if you read the Gemara carefully, it sounds like gabi heg dishnami called the barachilo ki mazik lepota. If you're mazik a barachilo, you're pota. And if you're mazik not a barachilo, you're not pota. It's like a barachilo. So Rashi learns, simple, the Gemara is, yeah, of course it's lavdafka. The Gemara is just saying it because truma happens to be talking about a barachilo. The case of truma is food. So just like in truma, you mazik that food, you pota, so too in meal if you mazik the food. But avada, it's going on anything else. Taisa says there's an added chiddush here, that even if you mazik the food in an achiladik way, you pota. Like the Gemara in Yuma says, ba'oichal achila gasa, you eat truma achila gasa, you pota. Because that's not called you ate the truma. That's called you mazik the truma. Okay. Keitza nos nukatlo, so the Gemara gives us an example of ein bopgam, a golden necklace. Amalei Rav Kahana l'Rav Zvid, Udahavo lav barif kumehu. Gold is not barif kumeh. Vodahavo de kalosi de nun lehecha ozel. Mr. Nun was a very rich man. And he gave his daughters-in-law a lot of gold zachin. He was a rich man, as often are rich people. He was pretty tight also. So before he gave it to her, he waited. And then a year later, he waited again, and it didn't weigh the same thing. So obviously, gold is nifgam. As you said, if gold is not nifgam, where'd the gold of Kalosi the Nun go? And where'd it go? Omalei, he told him, Dilma, there's some words missing here. Dilma lahai lehecho de ramian kalosechu. He's talking to Rav Zvid. He says, you know where it went? Maybe it went the same place the gold of your daughters went. Because they throw it around. They don't take care of it. Maybe she throws it around like your daughters-in-law throw it around. But she's saying, you throw it around, it's going to get chipped. But Sanamalan Mensch doesn't have pagam and gold. V'oi nochazach, this we spoke about yesterday. Nehida loika nenu pagam la'alta. There's no pagam now. Loika pagima. I never said there's no pagima ever. So this we said yesterday. You see from this Gemara that something that doesn't have pagam now, but will have pagam down the line, is called ein bo pagam. So then that was our problem. What was then the machloikis by that beged emtsoy? That's how we started. Beged emtsoy is the machloikis because it's not nifgam now, it's nifgam later. But you see from this Gemara that that's not called pagam. So we switched pshat them. Either that meant it's nifgam now, but it's not nikker. That was the machloikis by Kibbutz HaChachamim. Or it meant it was nifgam, but he was wearing it in a way it wouldn't be nifgam. That's the shot. Okay. Hanena minachatus. We had it already four times. We finally get to it. The Mishnah says, "Kishinichaya loymor lachiyivkum." When the chatas is alive, you have to be poygin. Kishinimeso kemishenena mor. Oh, so the Shazik, the Gemara understood that he's talking about a regular carbon chatos. Michde ibevheima tmima hainu koishal zov. A behema tmima is a ainbop garment. It has no value. It's going on the base of meat. What are you tell me? What's a garment animal? You take a ride on the animal and you makish the animal a little bit. What's the difference? No difference. It's still going up on a mizbeach. Anything that's going up on the mizbeach is not a bar domim. It's going up on the mizbeach. It has no pagam. It's the same thing as a koishal zov. Amar Rav Papa b'balos b'maskin. And then Ochanami, the Mishnah is talking about achatas balas mum. Achatas balas mum is up for sale. It's omit for the domim to sell it. But that's, of course, yesh pagam. Because then, by decreasing the value, that's a decrease in value. That's the only thing else that gets worn down. So, therefore, you have to be poigim in it. You'll take it as an achatas balas mum, you'll take a ride on it, and you'll not decrease the value of the behemoth, you're not moil. Because that's a zachos hashayat pagam, you have to be poigim in. You'll have to somehow be makrish, make it lose a little weight, something that will affect the price, a prut is worth, the price of the animal. Once it's dead, it's a different story. It's a point of psychological healing. There's no more pidyon. It's not going up for domim anymore. That's the end of it. So that's already a domish. Ein bo pagam. Then you'll be nana. That makes meila. As we spoke at the very beginning in a mesicht, there should be no meila altogether. It's called shemesu. And that's a meila derabonon. So we had at the very beginning. Okay. Nana. Okay, that won't be good enough, right? Let's say he wore a beged of Hegedish. He wore it down a chotzi pruta in value, and he was his wearing was worth a chotzi pruta. Is there a nene chotzi pruta with a pegim chotzi pruta? That's nothing. Because you need nene upagam. She is pruta in Milo. So you need a nene pruta and pegam pruta. Oh, she nene bishove pruta bedover echod. Like we said before, you have to be in the same thing. He took the Rambam's cases, he took a patch off a beged kodesh and sewed it into his beged. So his nene is from the patch, his pagam is in the beged shalag. It's two different things. Well, they have cases of it. At the same time, he's taking something of. What's his case? He put on a talis of Hegdish and at the same time tore another talis of Hegdish. The one he wore, he didn't wear down. So he's a nene and poigim at the same time from two different things. That's not good enough.
Even though if he'd wear one talis and he'd be poigim that talis of Hatsi Pruta, and he'd wear the second talis, he'd be poigim the second talis, that would be okay.
Nene upoigim chatsipu, the nene upoigim chatsipu. Yeah. That's a mature. But that we had, yes, Shita points out. Nene and pagam can't be mature over time. They can't be mature over time. The nene with the pagam. The nene with the nene, the pagam with the pagam can. You can break down the nene, you can break down the pagam. You can't bring the nene off of the pagam. Not in space or in time. Yeah. Loy mol at sheyene bishove pruto v'yifgam bishove pruto bedovor echot. Okay. Good. Ein moyel achamoyel b'mukdoshin. Now let's get this. What does it mean ein moyel achamoyel? Because generally speaking, the basic rule is that when you're moyel in something, it's yotzei l'chul. It's a very loaded statement, but basic rule of thumb, when you're moil in something, it's yotze l'chulin. So therefore, you're going to have always ein moil achamoil. In other words, if you have, let's say, a kordam shel hegdish, so I take it and give it to you. So I'm going to have the Mishnah. You are moil, because with that Shinir Rishus, you are moil. I'm sorry, I'm moil. I'm moil when I give it to you. I'm moil when I give it to you, but you are no longer moil. You can use it. Because the Me'ila takes it out from Hegdish. Now it's not Hegdish anymore. That's what it means. Ein moil, acha moil. Because the first moil took it out from Hegdish. And it's making moil. Now, rule of thumb, that will be Magdushas Berek HaBayis or Gdushas Domen. And again, the rule of thumb is anything that can have pidyon, anything that can go out with pidyon, will go out with Me'ila. Some of Me'ila's like a pidyon. It's not an easy idea why that is, but that's how it's set up. Adovash ain't bo pidyon. What? Okay, hold on one second. It depends. It depends how you do it. That's the truth. If it's a me'il of hano alone, it won't go out, because then you aren't moil in the thing itself. What will go out is the hano. It's a hard idea, but once, generally speaking, once you pick it up, you're going to be zoich in it, and that's a me'il of hitzor mishus l'shus. That will take it out. A me'il of pure hano will not take out the thing from Hegdash. It won't. Because you're not moiling the thing. You're moiling only in the hano. What?
And the pekam of Shabbat Pruta is moiling the whole thing?
No, they're also not. They're also not.
It's not telling whether it's a me'il that has a pekam or doesn't have a
pekam. No.
It's telling whether it's a me'il that has
of a hano means not so reshus. Yeah. In certain cases you have to be careful. Generally speaking, that Tosis will set up, generally speaking, if a regular person will be shoysa from a kosher hegdish, he picked it up first, so he stole it, so you have the meal of reshus. It's a hard case to get. It's gizborim, basically. Tosis sets it up as gizborim, the gizborim of hegdish. So there is no shini reshus because it's by them. Ain't ochanami there. You won't be moiled till you give it to somebody else. Same thing. Part of this playing area. What? Yeah. Same thing. It doesn't go out unless you took it. Unless you took it, you made some sort of kinyan, it won't go out. But we're talking here, the way Tosfos said, so we're talking here where Yitaka took it. You picked it up and you moved it. Again, generally, the way Tosfos understands, if you're not a gizbor, anytime you use the thing, you stole it. Because before you used it, you picked it up. So you have the meal of Hatzom and Shus to Shus. That'll take it out. This Mishnah, Tosfos says, is talking not by gizborim. That is what Tosfos says. If you're talking by gizborim, nothing goes out. But we're talking not by gizborim. So that means anybody who uses it is stealing it. So the stealing is what takes it out. It's better, not worse. Because it's berishus. So the simple shot is because the gizbor, when it's b'shoigig, don't forget. Mil is b'shoigig. So the gizbor generally will be thinking it's his own. So he'll have no kavana to be taking it. Generally speaking, the gizbor thinks it's his. If the gizbor knows it's not, you have to be sure, it's a very hard case to get. If he knows it's hegdish, it's not mila. The case would be that it was hegdish. The gizbor thought it belonged to him, and he took it. That's one way in Tosis. Gizbor is just a technicality that he thinks it's his. So there's no shini rishus. But it's a good point. There's all big Tosis in all of his shots. How to do this? Because it's in his back pocket. He's in charge of it, it's always by him. Now, but in take worst case scenario where there's a Hitzos Rishus, there's still cases where it can't go out. And that's basically Kedushas Haguf. Because Kedushas Haguf, there's no pidyon, that can't go out. There is going to be Yesh Moyel Achamoyel. So Ein Moyel Achamoyel, again, good, the way you said good, the way Tosis qualifies here, shortly, you have a big Tosis in Bometzi, it's Arites, Kedusha Nunhei, Menachos Kufalov goes through this many times, that this Mishnah is talking by regular people, which means every time you pick up that Koshel Hegdish and drink it, you stole it, so it goes out. But still, Ein Moyel Achamoyel, Bimugdoshin, Elo Behemo Uklishoris Bilvad. Because that, no matter what you do to it, it can't go out. So therefore, Ketad Rochav Al Gabi Behemo, ubochaveiro v'rochav, ubochaveiro v'rochav, kulon moalu. Shosu b'koy shel zov, and again, he says, a non-gizbor. So every time he picks it up to drink it, he's really stealing it. Again, b'shoigeh. But that is me'ilu. Bochaveiro v'shosu, bochaveiro v'shosu, kulon moalu. Tolash minachatu, similar. Bochaveiro v'tolash, ubochaveiro v'tolash, kulon moalu. Okay? Okay. Rebbe Oimer, kol dovor, what? No, this is a tumimu. A balmum would go out. We didn't say there's no mila, we said you don't need pagam. It's like a koshel zov. Therefore it has no pagam. It's like a koshel zov. It's easier to be moil. You just have to be nen. It's equivalent to koshel zov, the Gemara said. There's no pagam. Faker, it's easier to be moil. Take the ride and you take a moil, because you got some mano. It's easier. Comes Rebbe and says, kol dover she'ein lo pidyin, yesh by moil acha moil. Now, that seems a bit redundant. What's he adding on? That's what we just said. I mean, we just said there's yesh moil acha moil in Kedusha Sakuf, which is Behemet Tamimo, which is Behemet Tamimo and Klishores. He's coming and saying, anything that doesn't have pidyin, you're going to have yesh moil acha moil. What is he adding on? What else is, what other magical thing is there that's what do you call it, that's ein lo pidyin? We'll see in a minute. Now, before we, now there was another problem. The Mishnah gave as the two examples of Kedushas HaGuf that doesn't go out, and Yesh Ma'arabo Behema, that's good, that's simple, and Klishoris. Now Klishoris is not so simple. Mani Masnisen, who is this Mishnah that says that Kedesh, that Klishoris will have Yesh Moel HaChamoel? Reb Nechem Yehi. Desanya. Ain moil achab moil ela behema bilvad. The Tanakama holds only behema. Klishores will go out. Reb Nechemya oimer behema u klishores. So our Mishnah is Reb Nechemya. So we have two tanoim. We seem to have a machloikis here. In klishores, whether it goes out with me'ilo. The Tanakama says it does. His only exception is only one of moil achab moil is behema. Reb Nechemya says, Ostavisen, Klishoris also is at Akdush Saguf, and it doesn't go out, and it's Yesh Moyel Acha Moyel. Okay, hold on 1 second. Now, my time of the Tanakam. Kosovar, Binyona de Behemo, Ksiv, by Behemo it says, Dixiv Be'el Ho'oshem. So, very interesting limud the Gemara makes here. It says in the. Says by Me'ilo, yeah. Hold on, one second. You haven't? No. I keep losing it. Where is it? Yeah. The nevish ki simol mal v'chot to b'shkog mikod she Hashem v'hevi es Hashem oil Hashem. I'll tell me that same back. Kes v'shkog and b'shkog kesh lo Hashem. Okay, gotta bring it Hashem. He has to bring an osham and he has to pay back Karen V'chomish. V'nosan oisoi l'koyen, v'hakoyen yichaper olov, be'el ha'osham v'nislach lo. How do you know those words, be'el ha'osham, is extra? He just told me he's got to bring an osham plus Karen V'chomish. Give it to the koyen. So let it say, v'nosan l'koyen, v'hakoyen yichaper olov. And we know be'el ha'osham, that we just said be'el ha'osham. And he went, hold, as be'el ha'osham is extra. It's coming to tell me that Be'el Ha'osham, there's always going to be Me'ilas in that aisle, because since it's a Behema, its Me'ilah goes on forever. Meaning, yesh, so they saw in that, yesh moyel acha moyel. But only in El Ha'osham. That's what it says, El Ha'osham, not more than that. That's the Tanakam. Hold on. Reb Nechem Yomar, Kal Vochoyme. You have a Kal Vochoyme. I'm everything interesting. Kal Vochoyme. Im acherim mevi l'kedushoson, the klishores brings other things to kedusha. Klishores makadish mashu b'soyrei. Who atzmo lo kol shekein? It should zicha make. No, the klishor. What do you mean makadish other things? It brings other things to the madrega that they can be moil in them. So it should zicha be makadish itself and make itself super meilable. That ain't yesh moyel achamoyel. Now, you're frowning. I agree. There's a problem here. Because klishores is not what brings Me'ila. We just learned the whole second parak. Me'ila starts Mishahugdashu. Explains the Rashash very good. What is Me'ila? What does Kedushas Kli add on? Kedushas Haguf. No pidyon. Meaning that which makes Yesh Moyel Acha Moyel. That's what gives Surah Kedushas Haguf. That's the Kal V'chomer. If it can give to that thing Dush Saguf, meaning make it a Yesh Moyel Achamoyel, it certainly makes itself for a Yesh Moyel Achamoyel. That's the Kal V'chomer. Now, he have a very interesting problem over here. What, at the end of the day, what's the din of klishores? Yesh Loi Pinyin? Say Ein Loi Pinyin. At the end of the day, so let's see. According to the Tarakam, such a Gemara. According to the Tarakam, Klisharis goes out with Me'ila, right? The only one that's Yesh Moel Achamoel is Behem. Klisharis goes out with Me'ila. Zok Taisa has to be Yesh Lopidyon. If it's Ein Lopidyon, then it would be Yesh Moel Achamoel. Then Me'ila wouldn't take it out either. So the Tarakam has to hold Yesh Lopidyon. Now the question is, what does Reb Nechemya hold? It's not so clear. What does Reb Nechemya hold here exactly? We could say that Reb Nechemya holds Ein Lopidyon, and that's the end of the story, and that's why it is Yesh Moel Achamoel. Taisa Menocha seems to say that way. But Taisa says over here not that way. Taisa says that Reb Nechemya also holds Yesh Lopidyon. He holds also Yesh Lopidyon. On the sheet that basically, it's almost a hechuch, Cheshvin's like this. He says, Monosho, what's going on over here? If he holds, what does Reb Nechemya hold? If Reb Nechemya holds a Yesh Loi Pidyon, it goes out, then it should go out with Me'ila. Shemem Rachma. Ela what, he holds Ein Lo Pidyon. So then it's Poshet, is Yesh Moel Achamoel. What is it in Kavach Chaimus for? Says the sheet that, he seems to say that too, he doesn't explain it so much. He holds Yesh Loi Pidyon. So really, Ms. Savor, I would have said, Ein Moel Achamoel. His Kavachoymus serves to teach me that even though Yesh Lopidyon is Yesh Moel Achamoel. It's an exception to the rule, basically. Meaning that even though Yesh Lopidyon, so I would have said, just like Pidyon takes it out, Me'ila takes it out, comes the Kavachoymus to tell me, no, Me'ila doesn't take it out.
How can you be part
of the
Klisharis
and have
Mashiach
and Shem? So what?
Oh.
Oh wait, so what's that now? So it comes out Lafid Artis here that both everybody holds Yesh Lopidyon. Now of course you're getting quite upset, I don't blame you. There's a mission in Menochis that says Klisharis Ein Lopidyon. I mean, it's the first mission in the 11th paragraph, the Tuf Aleph Amud Beis on the bottom over there. It says Klisharis Ein Lopidyon. Just so we could keep up our intellectual honesty. Perhaps to say that over there. So over there, Zok Taisus says, good, the Mishnah is good in Reb Nechemya, because that Taisus understands that Reb Nechemya taka holds Ein Lo Pidyon. And what are you doing in the Rabbanon, Zok Ta? That will be in the Rabbanon. And that's how they say it. This Taisus will have to learn that way no matter what, because this Taisus claims that everybody holds Yesh Lo Pidyon. Sai Chachovim, Usai Reb Nechemya. It Mimuzin Zogun Dalton that there, if you remember the Gemara, which I don't, I didn't look at it that recently, but the Gemara is pretty clear that it's a Dabbonon. What's his name? Opinion goes, it's Tom Megansan Cheshbainus over there. It sounds from the Gemara that the whole problem is a Dabbonon. But okay, one more step, since it's early, is an interesting thing here now. So they're saying like this. They're saying that Reb Nechemya holds Yesh Lo Pidyon. Therefore, he should have said that Me'ila takes out. And Lord, he came up with a Kal V'chomer. Okay. What does the Tanakama hold? Tanakama holds in klishores Yesh Lo Pidyon. Okay, that's why it goes out with Me'ila. Right? Now, what does he hold in Behemah? Behemah, of course, is Ein Lo Pidyon. That's nothing to discuss. Behemah to me is Ein Lo Pidyon. So if it's Ein Lo Pidyon, Me'ila can't take out. It's Yesh Lo. So what did the Pasuk for? What did the Pasuk do for him? Man? In klishores, he holds Yesh Lo Pidyon. It's Pasuk. In Behemah, we don't need a pasuk. That's Poshet Ein Lo Pidyon, so it can't go out. Yesh Moel Achamoel. So tell you the trick. He needs the pasuk to exclude klisharis. Because the pasuk's not telling me. Pasuk's not telling me that in El HaOshom Yesh Moel Achamoel. That I know, because in El HaOshom there's no pidyon.
What it's telling me is that only Elo Oshrim is Yesh Milach Amilo. Now, why would I think Lishar it's not? Because in Bechemi has a Kal V'Chomer. So this Pasuk is basically coming to tell me, don't make that Kal V'Chomer. That's how they come out the sheet there. Okay. Now that we got you good and confused, we'll go on. Okay. Rebbe Yoimer, Kol Dover Shein Lopidyon. Hainu Tanakama. What is he adding? The Tanakama in our Mishnah, who's Rebbe Nechemia, told us that if there's no pidyon, is Yesh Moel Acham Moel. He said even more. He said Klisharis, which is Yesh Lopidyon, Zayim Acham Moel. Comes Rebbe and says, apparently there's something else that's Ein Lo Pidyon, which we didn't know about, and he's saying you should know, and that will also be Yesh Moel Acham Moel. What is that? Omar Rova Ika Benai Eitzim. It's interesting. Nazar Eitzim. A guy is Menadev Eitzim. Toner Rabbonon. HaOmer Harei Olai Eitzim. Lo Yivchois Mishnei Gzirin. You have to bring not less than two. What's a gizer? Not a log. Yeah, it's a slat. Some it's a piece. What? Yeah. It's like the size of a mizbeach or something. Not less than that. What do you do with it? It maybe goes for Atzei Maroch or whatever. Rebbe has a Meiridik. Rebbe holds a guy that says Harei Olai Eitzim, it becomes a korban. You have to bring a korban from the Eitzim. You have to make kmitza, hagosh. It's a Zevi Amincha, very interesting thing. Rebbe Yoma Eitzim korban hein. Utunim melach, utunim hagosh. You should say hagosh there. Omar Rova, Ledive Rebbe, Eitzim tunim Eitzim. Eitzim need Eitzim, meaning you got to burn it on the fire on Eitzim. It's just like on a korban. Korban you don't put on a fire. You have to have Eitzim and then the korban. You have to Eitzim and then the Eitzim. Rav Papa, Ledivei Rebbe, Eitzim Trichim Kmitzo. You have to grind down the Eitzim into some sort of a powder and make Kmitzo on the Eitzim. And Mamish makes it Bedug Mas Korban. Says the Gemara, that's what he's adding on. According to Rebbe.
Why does it call it Kol?
I'm sorry?
So why is it Kol Kol?
It's not Kol Kol. No, a kmitza. The whole thing goes on the mizbech. Does the whole thing go on? I don't know.
What do you do? You give it to the
client
to eat?
Maybe use the wood, the rest of the wood for the... I don't know. I mean, there are things that the kmitza, which are kulukol, there are minachas like that.
Right, that's true.
Okay, so what did Mer mean to say? So Mer says, in Rebbe, since he treats carbon eitzim, mamish, like a carbon... We look at it, it'll have kedushas haguf taka, and there'll be moel acham moel. According to us, all it is kodesh berek habayis. I mean, so there'll be ein moel acham moel, which is when kodesh berek habayis goes out. According to him, since he treats it like a korban mamish, it has kedushas haguf. Kachik dush haguf v'yesh bon moel acham moel. Again, like the Rashi gives the case, what'll be the case? Meaning, one guy sat on it. A non-gizbo sat on it, he picked it up, he leaned on it or something, and the next, like, Rochav Gabeim, Rochav B'yesh Moel Achamor. That's what he meant to add. Okay, Rav Popo, another difference. Interesting, very interesting case here. Koche Mizbeach Tmimim, you have regular koche. V'nasu Balimumim. Okay, regular kom, chad gona balas mum. Now, what are you supposed to do with that? Nothing. Wait, sell it. I mean, as a mum, sell it. Sell and take the money for the chag. Now, he went ahead and made a mistake here. The ovar v'shochton. He shechted it. Okay. Okay, now we got it. Now we have a discussion here. Can we be paid it now or not? Can we be paid it? Now, we've been going to homosich that once it's dead, you can't be paid it. And paid in lachin l'klom. This is not lachin l'klom. It's geshochten. I can sell it and pretend it's kosher meat. You know, maybe even be kosher. You never know. But whatever, I can sell it. I can eat it. The problem is, there's a big esek in Tumura. It says vehemet veherich. You have to have hamoda v'harocha before pinyon. Meaning, you've got to stand up the animal and evaluate it. A dead animal, you can't make hamoda v'harocha. It's just dead. So now we have a problem. Is tamachlog is tanoim there? Seemingly, the Kochim Mizbeach looks like it isn't, but here the Gemara is claiming there's a Machlokes in Kochim Mizbeach goof, I need Hamor of Haroch. So let's go. If you hold you need Hamor of Haroch, then this animal is finished. Because since I can't make now Hamod of Harok, I can't be part of it. That's the end of it. It's gone. It's essentially, it becomes essentially Kodshim Shanei Yisuchim. There's not much I can do about it. But back step, forget Kodshim Shanei Yisuchim. It has no pilyon. Okay. If you hold, you don't need Hamod of Harok, it's can point as an effective. So the question is like this. Let's see what it says. What do you do? Rebbe Omi Yikovru, Vachachom Omi Yiftu. The way Rashi learns, many learn, this is not clear, may have a different gears here, but the computer, what's going on here? Chachomim hold, and you don't need Hamod of Aruch. That's a new sheet, because Pashtus over there, we understood in Kodesh Mizbeach, everybody holds. But okay, it's a new sheet that even in Kodesh Mizbeach, you need Hamod of Aruch. Meila, this balasmum who's now geshochten is the same as the balasmum before she was geshochten. No difference. You'll get a different price on her, but it's the same thing. It can be pointed. What's the din of a famous balasmum? It's kedushas dom. It's ein moyel achamoyel. When you be moyel, it goes out. So simple. So that's our mishnah. Rebbe holds yikovru. Why? Because he holds you need hamor of haroch. So this animal, when she was alive, the balasmum, she was omedes lepidyon. So she's kedushas domim dig, and she goes out with the Mila. Now, you made a matzav that there's no pidyon. So since there's no pidyon, is yesh moyel achamoyel. That's what he meant to add on in the Mishnah. Rebbe Yomer, kol dover she'ein loy pidyon, I got another thing that's a ein lo pidyon. You have behemoth tmima, I got a strange one. I got behemoth tmima, shenofle b'mum, ve'ova b'shochton. That also happens to be ein lo pidyon, because I hold, and most people hold, you need hamor of arocha, there'll also be yesh moya lacha moya. Now, you have b'chal a big problem here. That's a very nice point, a very nice construction. But it is a kochim shemesu. At the end of the day, it's a kochim shemesu. There should be no meal here at all to get on this animal. Forget about moya lacha moya. There should be no meal here at all.
Why is it worse than the Mishnah? Mishnah says kochim shemesu also.
Those are the Cheshek Shleim, eh? It's got to be the Rabbanon. It doesn't sound that way. But this, when you read this Mishnah, you say, Yesh Moel HaChamoyel, it doesn't sound like we're dealing in the realm of the Rabbanon. So the Cheshek Shleim, and Muzman Zogendo, I said the Rabbanon. Forget about Moel HaChamoyel. The first guy who's Moel shouldn't be Moel. The whole thing has to be Rabbanon. Them say, state this in Shidu Gubetzes. You got to say here, oh, if I this idea, Kosh, I'll leave the Rebbe. Am I Yikovra? Am I Yesh Moelo? Forget about moyel acham. Maishtum mikotchim shemesu. Dein ba milu. Dvar toira. Shemo yesh loymar. Dein moyel acham moyel. It's a yesh moyel acham moyel. Dukomar. Hainu midrabonon. Kmochata shemesu. Vekeven shenena. Mova hainu midrabonon. It's a strange thing because it's not the easiest flow. I mean, the whole mission is zicha talking midaraisa. When you're talking about behemoth tmimo or klei shores, a yesh moyel acham moyel, you mean midaraisa. You mean real meila. Comes a Rebbe and is adding on something and saying, you know, there's another thing. But saying Lopin, it happens to have Moyel HaKamoyel Midrabonon. So it's not the easiest flow here. But unless you want to switch pshat, there's a whole other pshat.
The Mishnah and Daf Yud Ches said,
and the Hanem and the Chati, Kishichai, the Gemara says on that, it's a Drabon. Yeah, we know the Gemara says on that, right. Drabon. No, we know. Okay, you just have to say that. I'm just saying, because it's coming off the rest of the Mishnah. He's adding on to a list. It's a ridiculous add-on, you know what I mean? Also, I tell you the truth, until I learned this, and maybe 5 minutes from now I'll forget this, if you asked me, I would say in a meal that I born, and you wouldn't say Yeshmoy Lachamoy. They went that far. I mean, okay, whatever. I'm saying, but you got to say it. I mean, there's no choice. There's no choice. Let's just tell a different shot. There's a different shot in this Gemara that was more. Before he shechted, they got the story. It seems to be another gear here. But the way, if you go Rav Yishochel, there's no seem to be no way out. I mean, once the animal is dead, we know that. An animal that's dead, that's the whole first 10 blocks. It cannot be real meal in an animal that's dead.
What are the Chachamim arguing? What are they holding?
According to the way they learn here, they don't hold Hamor of Aruch. So it's nothing. Nothing happened when you shechted it. It's a regular balas mum. Nothing happened. It gets very sticky.
So if a person takes a chatas,
a balas, chatas balas mum.
It's a balas mum, and he shechts it. Over. So then that chatas, even though it's no longer alive, doesn't need Hamor of Aruch. Doesn't need.
Never needs Hamor of Aruch. They hold Chashmir never need Hamor of Aruch. So nothing changed. Nothing changed from the fact that she killed it. Now you make pinyon. I mean, you'll get less of a prize. It's going for meat, not for an animal anymore. But it's that's all. Nothing changed. It's going to get very sticky here because the psokim won't work out. Dram pass like chachomim. We all pass. You need amor of aruch. There's a lot of sticky problems over here the way they're doing it. Because the chachomim, the Chachomim now become, you don't need Hamor of Aruch, which is not true. I mean, it's not true Lalocha. The Gemara comes out that everybody holds Hamor of Aruch by Kodesh Mizbeah as a Paskin. The Rambam, and yet the Rambam Paskin is this din of the Rabbon, and there's funny things going on here. You got to do something here. Okay, but that's the, I can't call it the simple pshat, it's the first pshat. Oh, tomorrow night we're having a midnight.